Well, the thing that I was really impressed with is that you were playing music that we don't normally hear,
right.
One on piano and two in a concert and competition situation with the Couperin.
Yeah.
And the Rameau, which yeah. was, I just love hearing that because it was written for another instrument.
Yes.
And yet you're kind of transcribing it and adding your own voice to it. Mm-hmm. What is that like?
Well, I guess just like you said, it's commonly done with, Bach, Sebastian Bach. And over the past few years, I've actually been not studying it, but just at school, I would go play the harpsichord or the forte piano when it's empty and mm-hmm. sort of see what it's like. And I love doing that. And although I think when I'm performing it, I'm sort of letting my instinct guide me
right.
rather than think too much, because I think that's sort of it's over when you do that on stage. But I guess in the practice room, I try to make decisions or, I'm studying with a great pianist now, Kirill Gerstein, who's actually performing in Houston and San Antonio soon. And mm-hmm. sort of, I think he gave me the idea of sort of trying to breathe the music and live the music rather than just sort of play the piano. So I've been trying to do that a lot. And I guess with whether it's Rameau and Couperin or just Prokofiev, and that's what I've been trying to do. And of course, with respect to the tradition, I guess.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, since the Prokofiev is the first of his three war sonatas,
yeah.
they're all rough in a way, but in different ways. Now, doesn't the other ones have less movements?
Yeah. I think the other two are in three movements. And although I haven't played them, of course, seven is quite popularly played in competitions right. and concerts. Eight, a little bit less, but still. And I guess all three are played quite a bit, maybe. But the sixth is maybe the biggest in size. But it doesn't mean that the others are less than the sixth.
Right.
But maybe it's a bit more gargantuous.
It's
a
bit more complete. In a way that
yeah.
some of the others aren't. And then he will give you back something that, you think, oh, that reminds me of the third concerto. Or that reminds me of
right.
like Romeo and Juliet in
yeah.
a happier time, and then
but
it
in a twisted
corrodes
way.
away.
But maybe it's fascism or like the futurist paintings or something like that, although that's Italy, but it's along the lines, I guess, as well.
Right.
Sort of reminds me of that as well.
And when you were putting together your first set, of course you're trying to impress the judges, you want to, like you say, please the audience and everything. Isn't that kind of a controversial choice, or is that something you just felt that you could make work for everyone listening?
I think these days more and more so. Of course, there's the typical quote-unquote competition playing and all, but I just go at these things thinking that these are performances, not competitions. And the jury, of course, they're great and all, but
mm-hmm.
I'm just, in my mind, I'm thinking they're part of the audience, not trying to look for the judges and trying to please them necessarily. So that's what I've been doing.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us after your performance.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you.